Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Real Estate Survival Guide. I'm your host, John Shookman, and so glad that you're back with me today. Last week, I got to share an exciting story with you about my Savannah Bananas Business Mastermind event and how it came together, and we are diving deep into it today. And it's the power of market research, because I'll just be honest with you guys, and not to be cocky at all, like, this was not luck at all. This wasn't just hype. This was built with people, right? So again, the event is basically sold out, right? I had to reach out to the Phillies because they, you know, run the suite, you know, the Savannah Bananas sell tickets before like the events. And if you get a suite like I did, it goes through the Phillies. So I had to reach out to the Phillies and the Airbnb and ask them, hey, could I add a few extra spots to the Airbnb for the Monday Mastermind or the, Bananas game on Sunday? And it wasn't luck, right? You know, the event's basically completely sold out. And I'll be honest with you guys, I was nervous at the beginning. I was nervous. I invested almost somewhere in the range of $8,000 to $9,000 into this event, right? That is a big chunk of change. So why would I do this? Because I believed in it. And here's the most important part, because I did the research. I knew people wanted it before I ever sold a ticket. Well, John, tell us how. Okay, I will. So we talked about it, how this all started back on April 22nd when I messaged my mentor, Vincent, said, hey, I'm thinking of hosting, like, I've wanted to do an in-person event, which he knew, like, I'm thinking about hosting a mastermind event built around, like, this Fan of Bananas, going to a Fan of Bananas game and the business lessons. And his response was perfect. That's your event. You've talked about an event for a long time. That's it. Now go talk to your people. Don't just trust me. Go talk to your people. So I did. I didn't throw up a website. I didn't start selling. I started talking. So market research is not some fancy survey. It's not some website. It's not throwing tickets on your Facebook page. It's real conversations with real people. There was some combination of a text with an audio message, a Facebook Messenger with an audio message, and then a lot of those led to phone calls, right? Hey, Mandy, I've got an idea and I'd love your feedback. No pitch, just curious what you think. Then I would usually send them an audio message, you know, 3 to 5 minutes. Let's be honest, I'm wordy, so it was probably closer to five. And for some of those people, I'd get on a quick call, right? You know, someone would say, hey, sounds cool, can we talk more about it? So whatever it was, audio message, quick phone call, whatever, I would say, hey, I'm doing market research. I would love some feedback on this idea. I'm not trying to sell tickets. And so then I would explain, hey, I've been thinking about doing an event around this Fan of Bananas game. You know how much I respect Jesse Cole and what he's built. What if we went to a Fan of Bananas game, then had a full day mastermind, breaking down what Jesse does and how to apply it to your business? And then I just listened to what they said. More specifically, I said, do you think people would be interested in something like this? What would people want to learn? And what would they want from an event like this? And again, I think I shared on the last episode, here's the vulnerable part. What do you think something like this is worth? And then I reminded them, this is not a pitch. I'm just gathering feedback. But guess what? Here's what happens, guys. When you reach out to just get ideas and you want feedback from your people, they will give it to you. And you don't have to pitch. So I said in the calls, this is not a pitch, but I had over 20 people, nearly 40% of those people basically said, how do I get a ticket right now? And I was a little shocked. I had to say, like, you can't. I'm not selling tickets yet. But I took notes and those people said, okay. And some of them were even like, no, come on, like, how do I get a ticket? And I'm like, it's not ready. Like, you cannot even buy a ticket right now because the website's not built. And it wasn't like this sales thing. I actually didn't have it ready to go. And so then almost 20 people of the 54 said, okay, the second they go live, send me the link. So then 5, 6, 7 weeks later, whatever it is, when I finally did launch ticket sales, I sold over half of them in 24 to 48 hours. Why? Well, that's market research. Those people were telling me, no, I have to have a ticket. Please send the link. Then it's not a pitch. It's not being salesy. It's showing value. Now, here's the deal. Here's what market research shows you. It shows you what your event should be worth. Not everyone thought it was a high ticket, high value event. I had a handful of people, and I'm not criticizing them. Some of them listen to the show. I love them very much. Not everyone saw the value of the event. Not everyone thought it was a $1,000 event, right? Some said $100, $200 max. But most people, especially those in my world that I want of high level growth mindset, serving others, said this was easily worth $1,000 to $2,000. They gave me clarity. They gave me courage to go bigger, right? So here's the cool part about market research too, and we'll go back to the numbers, right? Originally, the event was going to be Friday is the event, Saturday's the game. But market research, people said, well, we'd rather go to the game first and then the mastermind. That doesn't make any sense. For some of these people, they're like, well, I've never been to a Savannah Bananas game. How can I mastermind about what they do well when I've never been there? Well, this is what you learn from market research rather than just throwing your idea at the wall and seeing what sticks. So I didn't release something that said, oh, hey, the event is Friday, the game is Saturday. My market research showed me that that's not what people wanted. So I flipped it. So now it's Sunday game, July 27th, Monday mastermind, July 28th. That came directly from market research. The value was determined by market research. I'll be honest with you guys. I had tickets and they were sort of like broken up all over the stadium for the event, right? And then my friend Justin Shank said, go get a suite. Go get food included. Go get drinks included. Go with all your people together. You don't want four people here, four people here, four people there, etc. You want to all be together. I said, great point, Justin. Thanks. That was part of my market research, is talking to people that have run events. And he gave me some great market research and more clarity there. And here's the thing as well, right? I asked people, what are you looking for? And they talked about how we want this to be game-changing for us, life-changing. We want to be able to serve others, right? Even the location changed because of the feedback. The more people told me that this is a $1,000 to $2,000 event, I think my first three calls, people said this is worth like $100. And I'm like, $100? I don't even know. I can't even get bananas tickets for $100, right? So I'm like, how am I going to pull this off? But then, you know, and that's the thing. Market research is not you talk to three people. I would have not had an event because I would have been making $5, right? But then when people told me this is a $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 event, it let me go bigger. I had booked kind of this modest Airbnb in the Lancaster area. It was okay. You know, it was nice. It was large. But after more conversations, what did I realize? The people I'm talking to want luxury. They want high level. They want something they're proud to be at and then share on social media and all these different things. So what did I do? My Airbnb cost, based on market research, went from $3,000 or $2,500 or whatever. I know I doubled it. I'm pretty sure the Airbnb was somewhere in the $5,000 to $6,000 range. Well, why? Well, because check-in is at 3 p.m. on an Airbnb. Well, at 3 p.m. on Sunday, July 27th, we'll be at a Bananas game. So I have to get the Airbnb the day before, set it up, bring the food, etc. But people wanted high-level luxury, being willing to serve others and something they're proud of. So we booked a massive 5,000-square-foot cabin, right? And that doubled my price. I listened to Justin Shank and others about the Savannah Bananas game on July 27th. When I told people, well, I kind of have these tickets broken up. Would you want to go? Or is it a higher price ticket and we try to get a suite or a club or something like that? They said, no, we all want to be together. It's awesome that the food's included, whatever. So what did I do? I booked, spent $3,000 on, or more actually, more than that, a Cadillac Hall of Fame club suite at Citizens Bank Park for the game. Full catering, alcohol, dessert, everything. Why? Not because I just threw something at the wall and it stuck, because the market research told me to. So here's what I want you to think about, and next week we're going to talk about this more. You do not have to be running an event to use this strategy, but this matters to you, because if you're a realtor or business owners, what if you asked people what their struggles are and what they're thinking, like your clients, conversations with them is all market research, right? Maybe it's, what's the biggest challenge you're facing in buying or selling right now? Well, based on that answers, you can put content out there and you can answer those questions on social media, right? You can ask them, why are they not moving? That's market research, right? If you're building a course, launching a brand, releasing a book, don't start with the project, start with the people. Hey, I have, you know, messaged some people, hey, I'd love to get your feedback on something. No, I'm not trying to sell you my book. I'm not trying to sell you this, right? Start with people. Ask. Listen to them and build for them. I'll be honest with you guys. Market research is the reason I do everything that I do. When I did the membership, it was market research on what people needed. They wanted a broker agnostic thing where they could learn social media. Well, what have I built? Exactly that. You know, a lot of you will say, oh, we want a YouTube channel. Oh, we want a YouTube channel. Guess what, guys? The market research has not told me that people want a YouTube channel. If enough people tell me, a few of you have said this, right? But if I'm getting overwhelming response to say, we really want to see more YouTube content for you, not just audio and not just social media posts, but videos and a YouTube channel, there'd be a YouTube channel because the market research tells me there's a need for it. So you can do this. Do not start with just selling something. Start with people. Ask, listen, and build with them. That's how you grow something that will sell out basically the minute it launches, like I did with this event. Imagine spending $9,000 on an event or more, you know, food and everything else I haven't even paid for, and then going into that with so much peace, clarity, and confidence because you know it will sell out because of the market research that you've done. So here's the bottom line. I didn't guess. I didn't assume. I asked, and this is why the event will sell out, right? Next week, I'm going to walk you through how you can apply this, you personally, to your real estate business, your coaching, even if you don't plan to host an event, whatever it is, you can build it through market research. You don't want to miss it. So thanks so much for being here. And if you got value from this episode, do me a favor, share it with a friend, or better yet, do your own market research calls today. You might be one conversation away from your next big thing. Appreciate you guys. I'll talk to you guys next time. See you guys next Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode.